Come and get it!
Come and get it!
Come and get it!
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the crown.
Well, how do, folks, and a great big Western welcome from the lucky you to you. We're going to start the ball rolling today by taking a little musical detour. So grab the saddle horn, because we're fixing to take off.
Detour, there's a muddy road ahead, detour. Ain't no mind what it says, detour. All these bitter things I find should have read that detour sign.
Down life's crooked road, lots of things I never know, and because of me not knowing, now I find trouble got in the trail. Spent the next 5 years in jail. Should have read that detour sign.
Detour, there's a muddy road ahead. Detour, they don't mind what it says. Detour, all these bitter things I find. Should have read that detour sign.
Got stuck in the mud, all my hopes dropped through the mud. I guess my heartstrings are made of twine. Had no willpower to get from the hole that I'm in yet. Should have read that detour sign.
Detour, there's a muddy road ahead. Detour, they don't mind what it says. Detour, all these bitter things I find. Should have read that detour sign.
For a minute, I wasn't sure who was going to ford that stream or not. But we're back on the trail now, and everything is under control, I hope.
Say, Lloyd,
yeah,
have you seen Shug lately?
Yeah, I saw him disappear over the hill, and he was carrying a sack with him. I don't know where he's going, Ken.
Must have been gone snipe hunting by himself.
Could be.
Yeah. He disappears more than Carl does, you know that?
Oh, here he comes, Ken, and he looks real pleased with himself. Say, Shug, where you been?
I've been out making friends with that mountain lion that's given us some much trouble.
Oh?
I got him eating out of my hand.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you don't believe it, I can show you the stitches.
Shug, I wouldn't exactly say that you were telling a lie, but you can stretch the truth further than a girdle on an elephant. What was he eating out of your hand, your palm?
Well, now, Lord, that mountain lion ain't no elephant, but he does like peanuts, planters, that is. How about it, George? Number two, peanut
pusher? Shug, that is the sneakiest way to get George talking about a sponsor that I ever heard of.
Now, don't be a spoil sport, Lloyd. Just because you can't think of cute sayings like that.
Well, hey, keep it up there, Shug. You're terrific.
Thank you, George. Thank you. I'm glad there are a few of us left.
Yeah, and you know, I bet that mountain lion's smart, too, Shug. He knows planters is the word for peanuts. But all kidding aside, Planters is the best-known name in peanuts in the whole wide world. And the very best Planters peanuts are the ones that are vacuum-packed to keep them fresh right up until eating time. I'm talking about those blue and yellow half-pound cans of Planters Cocktail Salted Peanuts. You know, around about this time of the year, folks are going to be dropping in to wish you a Merry, Merry Christmas. And you'll be doing a lot of holiday cooking, such goodies as homemade candy, cakes, and cookies and the like. And Planters Cocktail Salted Peanuts are just what you need to add friendly fellowship to holiday gatherings and tempting flavor to that holiday cooking. Why, they're so big and plump, so tender and tasty, each tender kernel roasted and toasted and salted by Planters' own special process. So take a Christmas shopping tip from Mr. Peanut, that little fellow in the high hat you'll find on all Planters products. Be sure to stock up on those half-pound cans of Planters Cocktail Salted Peanuts. Remember, Planters is the word for peanuts, peanut butter, and peanut oil.
Thank you.
And that was Brother Carl Farr riding his new electric guitar on a tune entitled There'll Be Some Changes, Mate.
Say, Lloyd, some late mail came in while you were away, and the fellas and myself picked out a gold deed winner for today.
Well, good, Ken, because we sure have a lot of acres of Lucky You land to give away. Who's the letter from?
It's from a man in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. I'll read it to you. The letter says, Dear Pioneers, the man and woman I'm suggesting for your Gold Deed Award may not sound like much to some people, but to the five children that they took into their home when their mother and father passed on, well, it was wonderful of them. I know because I was one of the five. They didn't have to take us kids in. We could have been put in homes. But rather than have that, these two wonderful people left their own beautiful home, and he left his job so they could give us kids a good home here in our hometown of Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. They have raised us to be ladies and gentlemen and made it possible for us to get our education and everything else that a real mother and father provide for their own children. I think they are very deserving of your Gold Deed Award, and so do many, many other people who know about what they did for us and the sacrifices they made. Their names are Mr. and Mrs. John E. Hanley. Their address is 1927 7th Avenue, Scotts Bluff, Nebraska. The letter is signed sincerely, Mr. Gus Plotz, Scotts Bluff, Nebraska.
Well, that is fine, Ken, and I'm sure that you listeners agree. These two kind and generous people who sacrificed so much for those five little children certainly deserve today's Gold Deed Award. Along with it, we'd like to send a song salute. It features Ken Curtis. It's a great tune written by Johnny Lang entitled Somebody Bigger Than You and I.
Who made that mountain? Who made that tree? Who made that river to the sea? And who hung the moon in the starry sky? Somebody bigger than you and I. Who makes a flower bloom in the spring? Who writes a song for the robin to sing? And who sends the rain when the earth is dry? Somebody bigger than you and I. He lights the way when the road is long. Keeps you company with love. Walks beside you just like he walks with me when I'm weary, filled with despair. Who gives me courage to go on from there? And who gives me faith that will never? Somebody bigger than you and I.
Thank you very much, folks, and thank you, Ken Curtis. It all makes you pause and think when you hear lyrics like that, doesn't it? Say, Carl, I've been meaning to ask you all week what the latest developments are on the Christmas party.
Well, everything is going along swell, Lloyd. The studio is all set here, and I heard some good news from our good friend Rex Allen.
Rex Allen? What has Republic's number one cowboy got to say for himself, Carl?
Well, he won't be on location making a picture as he thought he would, so he's coming down to our party, and he's bringing his horse, Coco.
No fooling. Hey, that's great. Fine.
And he's also going to bring along 500 of those swell Rex Allen comic books, so there will be plenty for all the kids.
Well, now, that is sure fine of him, to leave his wife and two little boys and come down here to help us make our party a success on Christmas Day. I know those little kids will really enjoy Rex. Understand the Planters folks are going to supply everyone with those good-tasting peanuts, too.
That's right, Lloyd. And besides all that, the Knee-High Beverage Company of Los Angeles is providing all the pop those little cowboys and cowgirls can drink. There will be the whole works, all 11 of the Royal Crown delicious flavors.
Yeah, and don't forget, Carl, the Arden folks are sending along plenty of ice cream. By golly, we're going to have a real party, and I know it's going to help those little fellas and girls have a better Christmas.
You bet it will, Lloyd.
You know, there's a song that we can do if we'll hurry right along here, a tune that I'm sure most everyone will recognize. It features Tommy Doss and Hugh Farr.
Ah-ha! Above a moonlit past that only she would know, till here's my broken song of love.
Moon in all its splendor, no one in my heart, send back my rose, rose of sand, lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart, speak once again of my love, my own. Back my rose, rose of sand, lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart, speak once again of my love, my own.
Was wonderful.
Well, thank you, Betty, but I didn't think you'd get here until later on. I was just practicing.
Well, that was the prettiest practicing I've heard in a long time. You know, I've been doing a little practicing myself.
Really, Betty? Well, I can't think of anything more relaxing than listening to you sing. In fact, if I were properly approached, I might join you.
I grab if that ain't my mushiest conversation I ever did. Now, just sit back as you can and then imagine a cow poke talking like Emily Sears Roebuck catalog.
Well, that's nice of you, Tommy, but I have the next song with Lloyd.
That's telling him of it, Betty.
Shug.
Yeah?
Shut up.
What's the matter with you, Kenneth? I was just playing my bass fiddle.
Yeah. You keep right on playing it, too, while Lloyd and Betty sing, will you?
Well, whatever you think's right.
Yearning just for you, that's all I do, my dear. Smiles have turned to tears,
days have turned to years,
yearning
Thank you, Betty. I sure enjoyed that.
Well, I did too, Lloyd.
Hey, Lloyd, old knucklehead, Lloyd, old pal.
What do you want, Shug?
I bet I've had a million requests for me to sing a song by my... me to sing.
Is that right?
Well...
I'll bet I've had a million requests not to let you, too, but...
I'll bet you ain't either. Hey, how about me singing one, Lloyd, and y'all joining in with me and kind of helping me out?
You want to sing a pretty song?
Oh, yeah. I want y'all to help me, you know, in the background, that pretty harmony that you sing.
Oh, all right. Shug would be just real glad to. You want us to start out or do you start?
Now, oh, yeah, and sing it real pretty. This is Rex Island's favorite. Sing it real pretty now. When I was young, I had lots of pep. I could get around, didn't need no help. But since I'm old and it's getting gray, the people all look at me and say,
"He's a getting too old, cut the mustard anymore."
Don't corn it up, fellas.
Too old, cut the mustard anymore.
Kind of making this as corny as you can. I'll slap you! Why, you could jump just like a deer, but now I need a new landing gear. You could jump the picket fence, but now I'm lucky if I'm jumping in.
Too old, cut the mustard anymore.
That's enough of that. Carl, you take one. Now you're throwing wood, boy. That's right.
Yeah. Boy, that sounds good. I'm telling you.
Now let's keep this last one classical. When I was young, I had an automobile, and I'd scoot myself right under that wheel, and I had to fight the gals off with a stick, but now they say, oh, he makes me sick.
He's a getting too old, he's done got too old, he's too old, cut the mustard anymore.
Quit singing, it's the corny.
He's too old, he's done got too old, he's too old, cut the mustard anymore.
Right ending, Dad, burn it in. You're just making it as corny as you can. Hit me a chord and I'll end it myself. I'm going to get on you like ugly on an eighth in a minute. That's better. Too old to cut the mustard.
I'm afraid so, Shug. Now you can go back and sit down for a while. Say, Betty, before you have to get back to your pupils, I want to tell you something.
Yes, Lloyd, what is it?
Well, it's kind of a quick switch, but it's just tickled us to pieces knowing how interested you are in the West, because you know that all of us have lived on ranches at least some of our lives and have done our share of wrangling and riding.
Yes, Lloyd, go on.
Well, as I was saying, being that the West is in our hearts, we all think you're so swell, and, well, we want you to know and love this big old wide country like we do.
Oh, I'm beginning to love it better every day. Of course, I don't know it too well yet.
Well, you will, and that's one of the reasons why that we like to try and pick out a real old Western tune whenever we can that lyrically tells a story. We've found what we think is a good one today. So listen closely to the words, and I think you'll learn a little bit more about the winning of the West.
Been following the sun ever since this day begun, and we're weary.
Keep on moving
till the fading western light brings the shelter. Just around the bend, troubles hide.
Keep on moving,
but the sun is in the lead, and that's all.
Those old pioneers in their covered wagons heading west.
Well, thank you very much, Betty. We'll find another one for you real soon. Say, Hugh, how about a thought for today, huh?
Okay, Lloyd. You know, last night I got to thinking about that motto our sponsor sent along to us, and it seemed to make so much sense. I hunted through some old books, and I found another one for today.
Well, fine, Hugh. That one yesterday about the reason a dog has so many friends is because he wags his tail instead of his tongue. Was really a dandy. What did you find for today, Hugh?
Well, it's also a short one, but I think it carries a lot of weight. Just listen to this and see if you don't think so. If you have to eat your own words, they will digest easily if you have said pleasant ones.
Well, by golly, Hugh, I like that one just about as good as the other one because it's so darn true. If you have to eat your own words, they'll digest easily if you've said pleasant with them. Remind me of that, will you, fellas, when I sort of take the bit into my teeth. That also reminds me, if we don't hurry right along, we aren't going to get a chance to listen to Hugh Farr make that flying fiddle of his talk, which he can sure do.
crown. Lonely but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling, tumbling.
Well, Sir Davers, that old afternoon sky is beginning to look for a place to bed down for the night. Which, of course, means we've got to be getting on to those afternoon chores. Say, our Christmas party's sure taking shape, isn't it? It'll be real great having our good friend Rex Allen and his horse Coco stop by and be with us here on Christmas Day. I know that all you little button-sized cowboys and cowgals are going to enjoy Rex and Coco and all the peanuts and ice cream and stuff you can eat. And so until tomorrow, we'll just say so long for now. Until tomorrow then, be lucky, you.
In my heart is a song.
America's sold on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.